Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, now I have a $50 gift card. No! No!
Something else?
No, I don't!
What do you have?
I have an extra large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood and crafted in the United States exclusively for the Edge. Kitchen and bath showroom valued at $100.
Love that.
That is awesome. It's right in front of me and I didn't read it. And I have that. That's like two $50 gift cards is what that is. I got to tell you, I use this. I cook a lot on the weekends. I use this every time I am cutting. It is the best because you can spread everything out on it and it's...
Right, you don't have to keep finding little bowls to put the stuff after you chopped it. You just sort of push it aside because it's big.
Yep. Ready to go. All right, 19th caller, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 19th caller. All right, checking in at...
Number 5.
Seth Meyers had Joe Biden on the late night show on NBC last night. Among the things discussed, the leaked audio tape of Donald Trump.
He didn't say, you know, I go up and I ask if. He said, I go up and grab and I can do this. And then I see in the paper today, one of the pageants that he, I guess, Miss Teen America. And the teen girls, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 in a room. They were getting dressed. They were naked. He walked in and said, don't worry, girls. I've seen all this. And he stood there. Yeah. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous behavior.
Wackadoodle.
It's right. It's how do you defend any of it?
Although
his surrogates are working
You can't.
Hard.
But
you know, Mike Pence is on the Today Show tomorrow, and that'll be interesting to see because he's been somewhat silent about a lot of this. As he started to come out.
You know what the new defense is for guys like Mike Pence and then Jerry Falwell Jr. is that Donald Trump has had a Christian conversion and that they know Donald Trump, and this is not the Donald Trump that they know. And so now that he has converted and placed Christ in his life as his Lord and Savior, it is all different. Now, the problem with that argument is Trump has never once said that on the stump.
No, you haven't heard him say
that. Never has he once said that. Now, it would be one thing. I mean, he said it a little in Iowa, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm a Christian. I love that Corinthians 2, that the follow-up album to Corinthians 1.
He said, I love the Bible, and he wasn't all that specific and not convincing when asked about passages. But, you know,
remember
it doesn't mean
that
you're not a Christian. It doesn't mean that you don't have faith. But I haven't heard him
say
that.
Yeah, it does. No, I'm going to stop you right there. It does. It does. Because remember when he said that he compared the art of the deal to the Bible? No converted Christian would make that argument who truly believed in it. I don't believe for a second, and I am sure that most people do not believe for a second, except for those who now think that they are going to confer some benefit to being next to a powerful guy who's either going to be the most powerful guy in the world or one of the most powerful guys in media on the other side of this campaign.
He'll likely launch some kind of a media empire with Roger Ailes, which is kind of perfect in some weird way.
Right. So these guys who want to be around the power orb of Donald Trump, and he certainly has made a spectacle of himself, as my parents would say about me. And it's true, he has. And so he's going to change the brand. I think that the real estate brand is pretty much trashed now. I don't think that's going to be able to survive in the hotel brand. They may have to rebrand. He may still own it, or the family may still own it, but they're going to have to rebrand all of that. And then he's going to do whatever he's going to do. The scorched earth, Breitbart-esque kind of media world. If he doesn't become president of the United States, then he's going to have to change that brand anyway. And then, the point is that that's what we have here. If you were really doing that, I mean, and I know a number of people have made that religious conversion, as you do, as we all do,
sure,
right? We all know people like that. And it becomes a very, very big part of their identity and their behavior and the way that they speak and the things that they say. And that is nowhere even near that. He's still, you know, calling people pigs and this and that. I mean, come on. Anyway, it'd be a good time to go, that was me then, this is me now, then we believe him.
You might. I mean, that might be a good thing to say, but I'm not sure that people would believe him.
Well, better than you'd believe. There's no evidence now.
Well, that's it.
Not
that's
even
the problem with
not
that,
even testimony.
That narrative.
The only people who are saying it are the people who are like, I hope he wins because I'm going to become vice president. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Donald Trump is denying allegations in multiple media reports from women that he groped them years past. In his speech in Florida today, he's blaming the Clinton campaign and the media, calling the claims ludicrous and preposterous.
These events never, ever happened, and the people that said them meekly fully understand. You take a look at these people, you study these people, and you'll understand also. The claims are preposterous, ludicrous, and defy truth, common sense, and logic. We already have substantial evidence to dispute these lies, and it will be made public in an appropriate way and at an appropriate time very soon.
Yeah, you know, whenever anybody says to you, we'll let you know at the appropriate time, that means they don't want to let you know now. This would be the appropriate time. If there's
he
a
might
time,
need it right exactly this, now when this, you look at the polls.
Right, when they say appropriate time, you could tell that was written for him, and that's written, that's lawyered up for him by...
Well,
somebody.
They seem to be suggesting, and the surrogates were earlier on CNN, that the appropriate time is in a court of law, and sort of suggesting that if these were real claims, they would be there. It's not necessarily true. Sexual assault and harassment claims are not always brought to the forefront for a variety of reasons. And some of these women say they came forward because of this issue came forward, and they felt they didn't want to be silent.
Well, he can't sue the New York Times for this. He says he's going to, but the New York Times is well within New York Times is not saying this didn't happen or this did. The New York Times isn't making it up. The New York Times is quoting somebody else. Now he could sue the accusers.
Or
if you
can
sue
the newspaper if they didn't properly vet it or they didn't balance the story.
If they
in the
intentionally
right
didn't properly vet it, which is very hard to prove.
Yeah, it's all very hard to prove, especially when he's a public figure.
All right, but this is my favorite moment from today.
They knew. They would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. But I never knew, as bad as it would be, I never knew it would be this vile, that it would be this bad, that it would be this vicious. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you.
Is he regretting it?
Is that what
he's saying there?
But actually, when you hear that, it's all about me. I'm doing this for you.
He's the victim.
I'm the martyr. That's what he's saying.
Believe me.
Mm-hmm. So true. Believe me. So sad. Violetta.
Yes.
Actually, I can't even speak to Violetta as Donald Trump because I know what he would say to her.
Ugh.
And that wouldn't be good.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
Ha, 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 ha. All right. Well, travel times are bad on the roads. The Kennedy's...
But she laughed at me. She laughed at me.
I was not
She's
laughing
awful.
At you.
She's terrible.
Am I, though?
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot hit the road in search of those gems not so close to home. Chicago's Best Road Trips, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right, we're letting it whip.
Crack it.
Checking in at
number three.
In Michigan, Jackson County Circuit Court, Judge John McBain had to throw off his robe and tackle a defiant man during a hearing for a personal protection order.
It's like this, like, fatal attraction kind of stuff that I warned you about last time. I told you to just leave her alone. She was a classmate of yours. She apparently has no interest in seeing
I want her to come and leave her alone.
You know what? I told you to leave her alone. And apparently that didn't get through loud and clear. So today, you're going to jail for 3 days. All right? Yeah. And the next time you violate it, you're going to jail. You had a bad attitude last time.
Oh, God. Did he just say he wants the woman who he's got the protection order against to tell him when he's allowed to be near her?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man does not understand the concept of the protection order. It gets worse.
Okay. You and her are buddy-buddy. Y'all get along. 45 days county jail. 93 days in the county jail. You want to go for a year? Well, try it right now. One more word on you, it'll be a year of county.
Over Facebook. Brother.
Stand up. Yeah.
Buddy, more.
Stand up. You're going to jail for a year in the county. 365 days county jail.
Put your hands behind your back.
I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone. Tell me right now.
Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back. Case his ass right now.
Oh, my. Cage him? Oh,
tase him.
Tase. Oh, my gosh. That didn't go well.
That's a bad day in court.
He didn't have Mike Monaco defending him.
Yeah, where was his lawyer on that?
I don't know.
I mean, the guy was totally combative, but honestly, that judge kind of scares me a little bit, too.
Right, but...
It was very Breakfast Club, what was happening right there. All right, checking in at...
Number two.
All right, Chicago Cubs preparing to play the first round of the playoffs of the NLCS. Play first games. You know what I'm trying to do here? Let me start that over.
Start it over.
They're starting Saturday, National League Championship Series. Everyone has been catching Cubs fever, and now with the help of Jim Peterik, who will be playing
our big Halloween show. October 27th, Hometown Voices.
He is going to release this now, finally, next year. Oh, boy. All right. If they don't make it, I'm blaming him.
No,
I'm just going to tell you right now.
I like it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great song, but the point is that he's released it. He's already said it's here. That's almost like a curse thing.
No, it's not. I like it. I think it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
If you want to take it up with him, you can take it up with him on October 27th at our Hometown Voices.
I'm going to take it up with him.
Presented by Allstate Group, and you're invited to come join us. It's going to be so much fun.
Ides of March is going to be there. Mm-hmm. You can hear the Ides of March horn section there. Everything he does musically is great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just afraid that he's thrown down the gauntlet for the fates.
I think this team has proven they can do anything.
All right.
So we got all this.
Good. Yep. All right.
Thank you, Judy.
It's all good. Wait,
exactly what position are you playing in this?
I'm the positive Cubs fan.
I see. All right. Very good.
They exist?
I like maybe the only one in Chicago. The only one on this show, that's for sure.
That's a very rare
I'm not kidding. The ninth inning at the last game, I was telling my kids, I'm like, everyone calm down. We've got this. We're the Cubs.
Huh.
That is a very recessive gene, by the way.
Being a Cubs fan?
Being a positive Cubs fan.
Number one.
All right. The crazy, scary clown craze has hit England.
Oh, no. It's spreading.
Yeah. But in this particular clip, they have crossed the wrong person. Batman. In Cumbria, which is in northwest England, Batman has been chasing off those dressed as clowns in the hopes of making children feel safe.
Oh, protecting the kiddos.
The Cape Crusader took to Facebook and left this message.
To all the little kids that's been scared and affected by these clowns, you don't need to worry anymore. Batman's taking care of it. And as for you clowns, if you want to scare someone, why don't you try and scare me? I'm extremely busy. Thank you.
That might do it. Maybe he'll take care of the clown craze.
Classic Batman, fight enough clowns.
You know, a year ago, if I had heard this top five,
if someone had said, this is what you'll be talking
right,
about
in
one
a year.
Year from today,
this is what
and it's all
be.
True and it's all happening,
yeah.
You'd be like, whatever. No way. No way.
Oh, God.
The top five at five.